Hey everyone, this is Stone with Stones of Borderline. Welcome, dear listeners, to my journey with mental health, where I will be constantly questioning my own sanity, among other great topics. Join me along the pathway of mood changes, identity issues, trauma, abandonment, family drama, what it's like to live with someone else, and what to do about the puppy. Whether you have a mental illness yourself, or there's someone close to you who does, may you all find your way in this life. You don't have to like my podcast for me to compliment the massive accomplishments that are happening day to day around the world while struggling with mental health issues. Good job making it today, guys. Honestly, I'm proud of you. Now, let's get on with the show, shall we? I suppose I'll start out by introducing my mental illnesses. This way you have a chance to get to know me and my angle of pain. It's very difficult for us humans to truly understand each other, though, so I have no expectations. But I'm hoping you appreciate the chance to walk in another person's shoes for a bit and maybe get a little lost with me along the way. I grew up thinking I was normal. Well, for the most part. I think everyone knew I was a bit weird, though. We just didn't know how. Apparently, I was tested as a gifted child, although I don't know how much that helped me, or if I even believe it's true anymore. If anything, I know it helped my mother feel superior. Undoubtedly, my mother has got to have narcissistic personality disorder. It all makes so much sense. Of course, someone like her never gets officially diagnosed because they never think they do anything wrong. Ergo, never actually going into therapy for their egotistical issues because they, quote, just don't see it. Their image means so much to them that they are willing to do unheard of things simply to keep it managed. How strangers see them can easily outweigh the need to respect or be respected by their loved ones. And down the line, this causes a tremendous amount of pain to the child of a narcissist. There's just no way of getting away from an evil like this. She still haunts my dreams to this day, even when we don't speak. The lack of control and amount of gaslighting a child goes through can really break them, especially when the trauma is coming from the supposed trusted motherly source of love and compassion. I'm not sure if it's a good or a bad thing, but I didn't receive my diagnoses until my late 20s. I did, however, grow up in the 90s when everything was fine. Just not behind closed doors. Lots of topics were taboo still. And in fact, when I was born, states in America were still trying to make it legal for wives to say no to their husbands. So before that, if you were female and married, you had to sex your husband up whenever he told you to. During this precious time box, children were not to be believed at all, especially by any kind of law enforcer. If they had a different story from their parents, well, it didn't matter, even if that parent clearly smacks the kid around, which is something that is still happening today in certain communities. So, while my mother was gaining the right to claim my father was making unwanted advances on her, years later, I was still unable to get a single adult to do their job and pull me out of an unsafe home. Welcome to freedom, I guess. Now, I've had two common law marriages, and my last husband was, unfortunately, the closest thing to my mother that I've ever dated. Ugh. So I still couldn't get away from her manipulative tactics, even though I thought I was in happy bliss land with Mr. Perfect. She raised me to love people that take advantage of me. I was so used to a certain vernacular, and I had no idea. Despite doing everything I could in my power to not be like her, I couldn't see what was actually happening to me as her daughter. She taught me how to be perpetually a victim, to be molded and shaped into whatever was expected of me. This was even happening in my jobs, too. Don't tell me you haven't known a narcissistic boss or two, eh? To be fair to anyone who tried to diagnose me early on and failed to come up with anything, it wasn't until my second husband that I started showing the most severe symptoms of borderline personality disorder. While I was with him, one thing after the next kept happening to me. My mother would fight with me horribly, traumatizing me and halting my progress in life with her forever 16 ways of communicating with me. So-called best friends were, well, not so best at being my friend. Then there were two male bosses in a row who were completely inappropriate with me. One went to court, and that was an agonizing, drawn-out process. I can't even. Apparently, he couldn't handle it anymore. So to be the cherry on top, my last husband just up and abandoned me in a flame of narcissistic, deflective hate. Yay! After a while, you have a beaten down, beaten up, mentally fragile person who's guaranteed to come out a wild mental health cocktail. Thanks for listening to a bit about me. And if you have more questions about anything, just message me and let me know. Hey Stone, I was curious. What did you mean when you said this was happening in your jobs too? Or, what is Forever 16 like? Or, what was it like when you were diagnosed? I might feature your question in an upcoming episode. Stay tuned. If you want to know more about me and the different ways you can support me, find me on Instagram. You can follow me at Stones Borderline. That's StonesBorderline. Thanks, everyone.